Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Special in-studio guest with me from Mount Vernon Festivals. We've got Angela and Heather. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in. Talk a little bit about Market Days, which we had you in last month, kind of ahead of the kickoff, the first one in May for Market Days. But there's also special twist to the one this weekend. Just to remind the folks, kind of, what is Market Days and what does it entail? When is it and that sort of thing for Mount Vernon?
So Market Days we do in the summer months from May through September, and it's on the second Saturday each month, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park in Mount Vernon, and that's an indoor-outdoor flea market and vendor fair.
Yeah, and there's, there's food, right? I mean, there's...
Yes, food, lots of shopping opportunities, plus it's outside, which is always nice.
Yeah, yeah, and it's one of those things where it's nice that it's on the same day every weekend. You know, you kind of get a variety. You know, every month you might have some new ones mixed in, you might have some of the same ones, so maybe you see something that you would have liked but you didn't have it in your color. I don't know, you know.
Well, then you have the opportunity to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. And it runs all summer long, like you said, May through September. So that's kind of what Market Days is for those of you that don't know. I guess the best place probably would be the website or the Facebook page to go to.
Facebook page, so it's facebook.com/ Mount Vernon Market. There's lots of information there.
And you always have your little event pages on the page itself. There's, you know, like, for instance, this weekend, there's a separate page kind of telling you what's going on at Market Days, and including the Paw Fest celebration, which is kind of also the twist that we were talking about, a celebration of pets. Now, I feel like in years past, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't it used to be on a Sunday?
It did. Okay. Last year was the first day that we combined it on the Saturday, and we had phenomenal results. Just everyone was happy. The people who attend, the sponsors, the vendors. So we went with it again this year. There'll be a stage set up with different presentations and demonstrations for Paw Fest. Special vendors. There'll be all kinds of people there with dog treats and pet games and things like that that people can participate in. It's all going to be mixed together between Market Days and Paw Fest this year due to some renovation they're doing underground at the park. So we put it all, it's going to be Roland Lewis Building and South, and a lot of great things going on. Animal Control will be there, Jefferson County Animal Control will be there with adoptables. Thousand Hills Veterinarian Clinic is going to have a vaccine clinic. You can come and get low-cost vaccines.
Yeah, they're
for dogs only.
Animal Control's rabies clinic is coming up next week.
Okay.
So it's all right. It's kind of starting this Saturday, actually.
Yeah, so you can come and get from Thousand Hills inside the building. We also have the Positively Scrumptious Cat Cafe where you can adopt a cat or a kitten. And Little Paws is going to be there with information about adoptables. So even if you're not looking to adopt, say, like, I have three dogs. No more. We're good. You can bring your pet with you. Bring them on a leash. There'll be different things for them. We'll have a little doggy watering hole. It's little baby pools that we put. Some dogs use it as a place to cool off, just jump right in, or a drink. We're good with either.
Right.
Just a fun day for people and their pets. And like you said, we have some great food vendors. Lane's Concession, Sabor Latino, and Shammy's Food for the Soul will be our food concessions. And then there's all kinds of snack things too, like kettle corn and snow cones.
So. It's nice. I understand. I mean, it kind of makes sense on one hand to try and separate the too, because that can be a lot. You know, you got pets running around, you got Market Days going, you separate the two. But I think the crowd and the feel, and I think everybody likes to be able to, they get a shop on one side, but they also get to bring their dog out for a walk. You know, it's kind of nice putting them both on the same day. So I think it was a good move, you know.
Thanks.
Not that you needed my approval, but
well,
you know what I mean.
I'm glad to have it, though. And a lot of people ask, you can bring your dog inside the Roland Lewis Building for this day. We're pet friendly everywhere. We'll have little bags if you need to clean up after your pet. And we just ask if they get grumpy that you remove them from the event.
Get grumpy or make it grumpy, right? There you go. That's this Saturday, Market Days in Mount Vernon Veterans Park. Market Days always starts up about 8 o'clock, goes until 2. I think Paw Fest kicks off. But I mean, if you're going to Market Days, you can get there at 8. It's not like you can't bring your dog in until 9 o'clock.
We just started a little bit later because some of the people like Animal Control have a lot to get there in the morning.
Sure.
They can't set up the day ahead. So we're giving them a little extra time to get all the adoptables there.
Yeah, and check them out. Mount Vernon IL Festivals, Mount Vernon-IL Festivals. on Facebook, and then there's all the events that you guys have, Paw Fest, Market Days. There's all different events pages specifically, you know, for ones that you want to go to. But anything else, maybe logistically, when you get there that day, this Saturday, or just anything in general that I didn't ask about Market Days or Paw Fest that you want folks to know about?
We will have some signs up for additional parking areas if the Roland Lewis Building parking lot is full, and we'll have golf cart shuttles to bring people from different areas. So we expect a big crowd, but there's a lot of space. So come see the beautiful park. They've been doing amazing things with the renovations, and have a good time.
Yeah, and before you know it, you'll be in here talking about Fall Fest. So Right. Don't forget about that either. That's going to be around the corner.
Yeah, we do have Salute to Freedom coming up July 4th.
That's right, yeah.
And that we actually move away from our second Saturdays for Market Days. We combine those two events as well.
Right.
So instead of trying to get everybody out for two events in the same week, we've put them together so you can come one time and have fun doing all of it.
July 4th being on a Thursday this year kind of throws everything off a little bit, but that's all right.
I foresee a lot of long weekends in people's
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of extra vacation days taken. Mm-hmm. Well, Angela, Heather, we appreciate you both coming in. If there's nothing else that you have for us, we'll just tell people get out to Paw Fest and Market Days, combined event at Veterans Park in Mount Vernon this Saturday and every second Saturday, correct?
Except
for July, going through September. It's Mount Vernon Market Days with Mount Vernon Festivals. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Got your community calendar check coming up here in just a few. More country music around the corner on WMIX.